Welcome back. We are live from the swamp. This is the Floodman Podcast. This is Case Smooth, joined by esteemed colleague, friend, JC. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, Control? This is John from Over the Pond. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the listeners.
What's up, John from Over the Pond? What's up, London? What's up, Europe, UK, Africa, Asia, Antarctica, South America? What's up, worldwide? Again, thank you, our listeners, for their continued support for this podcast. We love all the listenership. We love all the messages, comments, concerns, everything. So we definitely appreciate it and keep it up.
Keep it up. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about, I want to talk to you about living legends, mainly because I've been looking at a living legend from the bass playing world, a woman called Carole Kaye. And this woman is responsible for some very well-known bass lines within the 1960s. She's known for being the most heard and least known. And I only found out recently that she's still alive and offers Skype lessons for £75. It's $75. So it made me start thinking, well, what other living legends are out there? And how can we connect with them and take advantage of them while they're still around? And I talked to you earlier on about the app Cameo. And you've heard of Cameo, haven't you?
I have, yeah. I see it on Instagram.
So for those who don't know, Cameo is an application or an app that you can get on your phone or a tablet where you can connect with some celebrities. And for a small amount of money, not always small amount, for an amount of money, they can give you a message or send you some well-wishing through a video. And that could be a treasured gift for you. So I guess I throw it to you, Control. Who would you want? Who do you know is on Cameo that you'd want to say anything to you? And if they aren't on Cameo?
Yeah, so, and I don't want to detour here too much, but I'm two things. First, I'm curious about the Carole Kaye, right? Carole Kaye. I'm curious what bass lines did she do in the 60s? And then secondly, I don't really know that many celebrities on Cameo. I've just seen Cameo here and there on Instagram. Like there's a comedian, Ari Spears, who did Matt TV here, who's offering to do some stuff for fans. But that's the only celebrity actually that I know that's on Cameo. I'm sure there's dozens and hundreds of others, but I'm actually not sure who's completely on it.
That's a good. So I've seen a few people over the time. I can't think of anyone in particular just now, but I do know that you can. For I think Snoop Dogg is on there. I think.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I think I've seen him do something, a little message for another bass player on YouTube called Davey504. I think Davey504 paid him about $300. Wow. Just to put together, maybe even higher than that, just to put together a small rap. And it was this video of Snoop Dogg just smoking this cigar in a club somewhere with background music, putting together really quick, like rap.
Again, not to detour here, but what a really quick and easy way for celebrities to make money.
Yeah.
It's like they'll make up some bullshit and you'll pay them $300-$500 for,
whatever. What you call bullshit could be another man's treasure.
Touche. And maybe I don't mean bullshit. I just think when I say bullshit, I mean like, are they really putting a lot of effort? Like, did Snoop Dogg really toil over this rap that he did for Davey504? No. He probably just did something that he did in 30 seconds.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did. That is exactly what he did. If you watch the video, I mean, Davey504 and Snoop Dogg, you'll see that he put together this very, very basic rap. I mean, I put zero effort into it, I would say. But I mean, right. It's Snoop Dogg. Hey.
Right. That's true. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so I don't know who's on Cameo, but in terms of living legends that I would love to have a shout out or do a shout out for me, the first one I can think of is Barack Obama, obviously, a former president here of the United States, but I would love for him to do one. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Isn't he one of our subscribers anyway?
Of course. He listens to every episode. Yeah, so him and definitely... And then the second one I can just think of off the top of my head is probably Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, That'd be great if you, wow. That'd be a treasured video memory for sure.
Of course.
Although I kind of see some logistical issues there with getting a quick 5 minute
right.
or five second cameo. But yeah, if you could, that'd be fantastic. What? Yeah. How old is he now? Range?
He has to be probably about 70 years old at this point.
70 years old? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing music for, you know, 60 years or so. He's probably, yeah, he has to be in his 70s.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's good. Yeah, I'd really love that too. I'm just looking through the Cameo app now as you're talking. I've seen that Montel Jordan is on there.
Now, let me ask a question about that. And I know we're talking about living legends.
Yeah.
Is it based off of the quote-unquote status of the celebrity? I mean, think about like your A-list stars are probably going to charge the most compared to like your C or D-list stars. Are they charged based off how popular the person is?
That's correct, yes. So, for instance, I'm looking at the moment, Ernie Hudson, who was Winston from the original Ghostbusters in the 1980s. He charges £101. I guess it'd be a similar amount in dollars.
Right.
Mark McGrath, the singer from Sugar Ray, $67. But if I go to someone, a well-known A-lister now, let me see if I can find one. I have seen them go up to something like $300 or $400. For like 15 seconds work, something like that. Again, I think Snoop Dogg was on there when I looked at his video.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought it was Matt Damon for 75, but it's not. It's Johnny Damon, the baseballer.
Okay.
let me see if I can find it. I can't see anyone that sticks out.
Well, Snoop Dogg obviously is a.
Yeah.
I guess you can call him an A-list rapper.
Oh, well, having said that, I've just seen, and this is going back to some of our listeners out there. We had a show on wrestlers in the 1980s and early 90s. And I can see that you can get a cameo from Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, wow. DDP's on Cameo. Interesting.
For £74.
That's actually not too bad.
So yeah, I would love that. I mean, it'd have to be someone that I'm really interested in, but yeah, that'd be cool.
You think we should do one for the podcast? Like just pool our money.
Yeah.
And do like
a
cameo for the Floodman.
Hey, Barack, if you're out there, just DM us your cameo details and we'll be on the phone to you and get something out very quickly. But yeah,
absolutely.
So it's an American-based app. So there's lots of American sports people that I wouldn't be familiar with. So actors, more familiar with, but there's a lot of sports stars, I guess.
Any like singers, musicians besides like rappers?
Yeah, there are. So it's in different categories. What I've hit is just featured. I was thinking with featured, you might see the A-listers in there, but you can go from the different categories. They go from different TV shows to actors, athletes, musicians, comedians, creators. So I guess these are like YouTubers. LGBTQ.
Interesting. Okay.
Reality TV, pro wrestlers. Oh, there is a section of pro wrestlers. I didn't know. Political commentators. We can get Sarah Palin. She's on there, £150.
I'll pass. But yeah.
And you can also get animals. I don't know how that one works.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I'm interested in the musicians now.
Yeah, that's where I would, that would be like my area of focus.
Well, the first musicians are not musicians. So you got Real Young G.
Don't know who that is.
Right. I don't know either. I mentioned Sugar Ray. There was a singer called Lily Allen. She was a British singer.
Yep, I'm familiar with her. Yep.
Yeah, I don't think she's done anything recently, but maybe 20 years, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, she was a late 90s, early 2000s pop star.
Yeah. So you can get her to say your name for £175.
So let me get, so that for £175, she just says your name in a recorded video and that's it? Or is there more to it? Or can you add more to it?
I think you can have more to it, but I think generally it's just a shout out. So whatever the shout out is, whether it be a name or whether it be a happy birthday or calling out a name, I think that's all it is. I've only seen a few of these on YouTube, so I'm not an expert. But again, anyone who's listening to this show, then feel free to give us your experience or tell us where to look of any good ones that you've seen. It'd be interesting to see what other people have done.
Agreed.
Trying to see. Ollie London. No, I don't know who that is. There's quite a few celebrities, air quote celebrities, who may have been famous at one point who were trying to get a bit more money, I guess.
Yeah.
So who did you find out? I guess if I were to just go off on a tangent a little bit, I mentioned at the beginning of this show there was Carole Kaye, this bass player, whose songs I will get to eventually. But one of the things that I always find interesting is that finding out that people are still alive, because you just think that people were old when you were young, and then you forget that people actually live quite a long time.
Yeah.
And you find out your idols, your crushes, your musicians you listen to are still active, still doing their thing. They're just a lot older than they were.
Right.
So who are you thinking of? Who would you think of that is still alive that you'd want to sort of like meet?
That's a good question. That's still alive for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So
I'm a huge, huge fan of like New Jack Swing R&B from the 80s, 90s. So my favorite producers of all time are like Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. They've done a lot of stuff for like Janet Jackson, New Edition for Usher, Mariah Carey, etc. They've done like a lot of Michael Jackson, obviously. They've done like a lot of great music. So I would definitely want to meet them just because they're like the soundtrack to my life, essentially.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that'd be great if you see them. How do you know when's the last reference you've seen that they're still active and still?
Yeah. So. Alive and well? So I follow Jimmy Jam actually on Instagram, and it looks like he might actually be doing a concert here in a couple hours today. Or I guess it would be past when this is recorded or published, excuse me. But yeah, I know he's still doing work. He's still writing music. I know he's still performing, I think virtually, obviously, but yeah, he's still active.
Still active anywhere in a town near you or at
No, but he's probably either in Los Angeles or Minneapolis where he's from. So, I mean, I guess LA's kind of near me, but yeah, I think for the most part he's in Minneapolis. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Or they are, great. I should say.
I mean, if they're performing in in LA, they're still pretty big names.
Yeah. Agreed.
So something I found out when I was a lot younger is that I'd see some of the acts that I might have known, particularly pop acts that I might have known when I was a child, as I got into an adult, that these same acts would still be around, still be together, but they'd be performing in much smaller towns, as much smaller venues, or what I'd call seaside towns. Well, is that a term that you use? Seaside towns?
It's a term I've heard, but yeah, I'm familiar with the term.
Yeah, so I've seen a lot of older acts who are still together. Again, would be pop acts back when I was younger, still singing those songs, but now in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah.
Seaside towns, I guess that's the natural path, or the natural evolution.
So that being said, who would you want to see perform? I'll throw the question back at you, like, you know, talking about living legends. And again, you're listening to the Floodman podcast with JC and KR here. Who would you want to see in terms of living legend? And it doesn't even have to be a musician, but living legend in any field. Who would you want to meet and or see?
Face to face. I mean, I can't think of anyone that I wouldn't want to see that isn't a musician. I was just trying to think of that now. There's no artist that I'd want to see. I think actors, I think I'm sort of, at some point I was starstruck when I thought I'd see an actor. But I have met a few actors in real life and found that they're just normal people. So it's musicians, I think, are the key ones for sure.
Agreed.
And for me, again, the name that pops into my head, I was trying to squeeze it out of my head so I could not say this thing, but John Squire is a former guitarist of 1980s band the Stone Roses, and then the band he was in subsequently, which was the Seahorses. He's my number one. He doesn't play music anymore. He's an artist, but I'd love to see him play.
You know who I'm surprised, and that's a good choice. Great guitarist. There's one person I'm surprised you didn't mention, but Victor Wooten.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely. If I saw him, I think I'd be red from embarrassment. I mean, he just seems like a great guy, and he's like a bass player that blows my mind every time I see him play.
Yeah. Have you seen him live?
I've seen so many Instagram posts of him now and so many YouTube videos of him way back when I first was introduced to him that I feel like I have seen him live, but I have not. He owns a bass academy in the woods. I don't know which part of America it is, but
interesting.
But there is a part of me that wants to save the money and
is it just
6-week course or something?
Oh, it's a 6-week bass course.
I don't remember how many weeks, so don't quote me on that. But it's a few weeks course that you learn the Victor Wooten method, yeah. And I believe that he is the teacher there.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think he brings in other guys as well, but I think he's the main teacher.
Got it. That's kind of cool.
Oh yeah, Victor Wooten is. Wow. Throwing it back at you. Anyone you'd want to meet face to face?
Yeah, I think kind of with you. I think I'm for some reason my mind is just like focused, laser focused on musicians. You know, I don't really care about meeting athletes. And I think part of the reason is, you know, I love sports, but I'm not like enamored with sports like what I am like music.
Yeah.
Kind of the same with and actors, to your point, they kind of just seem, I don't know, this is a weird word, but tame compared to musicians. Not in like a necessarily bad way, but they just seem, I don't know, not as exciting to meet. But yeah, musician wise, again, I think I had mentioned like Stevie Wonder. You know, I'd really want to meet Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
You know, he's still alive. Or even like Ringo Starr, and just, you know, pick his ear about music, about the Beatles, about the music industry, or just about music in general. I mean, he's one of the most talented people ever. So just a cup of tea with Sir Paul McCartney would be like phenomenal, I think.
Yeah, Ringo Starr might be on Cameo. We'll have to check.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Well, I don't think Paul McCartney would, but Ringo.
Yeah, he doesn't need the money, so I think he's okay. But I would definitely love to meet Paul McCartney face to face. Bob Dylan as well.
What about political figures? And I'm not talking about presidents. Well, you mentioned an ex-president already. But I was thinking more along the lines of, I know that Mother Teresa's dead, but Mother Teresa, Dalai Lama, do those people does it interest you in any way?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Outside Barack Obama, there isn't a politician that I would care to meet, to be honest with you.
With exception of him.
Yeah, exactly. Or there's not like a... The first thing that came to mind actually was like the Pope, but then I thought about like I'm not necessarily Catholic.
Yeah.
But I think that would be kind of interesting to meet the Pope though.
Yeah, well... What would you ask him?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I know what I'd ask. There's all the stuff that I'd ask, and then I'd be biting my tongue, wanting to ask the questions that you're not supposed to ask.
This is a free forum. I'm curious. What are those questions that you'd be too embarrassed to ask?
Well, I wouldn't be too embarrassed. I just think it's the wrong thing. But everything that's happening in the news with the Catholic Church regarding accusations about kiddie fiddling.
Right.
For want of a better way to describe it, and like, what's the church? You know, how does he feel about that? Apparently it's been going on for ages, and like, what's his view? What's he going to do about it? That's what I would. I mean, that's going to be killing the Catholic Church around the world.
Yeah, they definitely get a bad rap for that. But yeah, I don't know what I'd ask the Pope. I'd ask him about Secrets of the Universe or something like that. I don't know, because I think he knows a lot of information.
Yeah.
More that he's probably willing to share, but you know. But I would ask him. I would definitely ask him, you know, what his thoughts is on not only on current events, but like, does he believe in space, like aliens? Like, I know this is going down a weird rabbit hole, but like, I don't know. For some reason, I think the Pope knows a lot more shit than like most people for some reason.
Well, anyone that's the head of any organization as big as that is going to have access to secrets that the average person won't have. So,
Exactly. Think about the influence of millennia, basically thousands and thousands of years of the Catholic Church. The head of the Catholic Church essentially, yeah, to your point, I just think he knows something or a lot of something.
Yeah. Well, that'd be an interesting conversation. I don't know how you'd even start that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. I have to get, I guess, through like layers and layers of security. But yeah, who knows? Maybe one day.
The key thing is not to make a joke. There's a very famous, again, a YouTube clip of this, I think it's a New Zealand reporter who met the Dalai Lama. And he thought he'd try to break the ice, because one of the key things with having an interview with someone you've not met is to try and break the ice, and it drops their barriers and you have a much more natural conversation with them and a much more interesting interview. And this New Zealand guy said, what did the Dalai Lama say to the pizza guy when he was asked what toppings he wanted or what type of pizza he wanted? And the Dalai Lama was like, I don't know. And he said, I want one with everything. And the Dalai Lama just gave him the blankest stare, and it was the most awkward moment I've seen.
That's pretty funny.
And then especially they had to explain what that meant. But it's horrible.
Talk about secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Jeez.
So I guess we're coming up to our top 5 and 5.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Have you got a topic that you, a top 5 and 5 that you
you'd want to go through? Yeah, since we're talking about living legends, I'm kind of going to twist it a little bit. So top 5, and this is across any historical events you wish you were present for.
Oh, top 5, okay. Do they have to be people that we know the names of?
No, it could just be an event.
Okay, so one of mine, again, it's popped into my head because we try to be on the fly about this. But it's that guy in the picture, that famous picture who's standing in front of the tank. I just would want to know, like, who, what was that about? What was going through his head?
Yeah, the protest at TNM Square, I think.
That, yeah, well, thanks very much. You got a much better memory than me. But yes, that's it.
Interesting. That's a good one. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, that would be a great event to be present for.
Yeah, I think that'd be, I'd also want to be present. Again, I'm not sure who I'd be talking to, but the 1918 pandemic, the end of the pandemic. I want to know what was that like.
I
compare it against today's current events.
Yeah.
For those who aren't aware, we're still in 2021 and we're still having to work through the pandemic. I'm going to go with John Squire. He's my go-to. John Squire. I don't know why. He was he was just my person I admired when I was a teenager, and I just can't get him out of my head. Even though I haven't listened to his music for at least 10 years.
Okay. That's three.
Again, you know, I was thinking about him today. So, but even though you've mentioned it, Barack Obama, I mean, I've got so many questions that I want him to answer. That's modern day throughout history. It just goes to show my history is pretty bad because I'm trying to stay away from leaders, but I guess, you know, Alexander the Great, I guess, is one of those, like, what was his motivation? He did so much in such a young age. I just would like to meet the guy and find out what's he all about. I'd imagine he's not a very pleasant person. I mean, you don't get to conquer the known world by being a nice guy.
Right.
But yeah, I'd love to talk to him.
That's a good list. I like it.
Over to you. Let's see who are your top from history, remember? I forgot that it was from history, so I was going a bit more modern day.
Yeah, it was more so, like, is there a specific historical event you'd love to be present for? And I would have to say number one would be either the Last Supper or the crucifixion of Christ.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, either one of those two, I would just like to be present in that moment. I mean, it's such a, you know, with our religious background, obviously, you know, the significance of it, but yeah, I would just love to be present for that kind of moment. And it's funny because thinking, I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but like having the knowledge that I have now about Christianity and Christ, et cetera, like having that kind of context in that moment, like most of the people there wouldn't understand the significance of that moment. They would just think they were killing, you know, a random guy. But, you know, me having that context, I think I would absorb it and take it in much differently.
Yeah. Yeah, you would for sure. I mean, there's who at number two? Who else have you going to list?
I would have loved to have been at the 1963 March on Washington to hear Martin Luther King speak, deliver the I Have a Dream speech.
What a speech that would be. Yeah.
How appropriate, huh? Since we just celebrated his birthday recently. Let's see. Number three, and this is history of all time, to your point, is this so much history to choose from.
There it is. Could be any country as well. It doesn't have to be the States.
Yeah. I would love to have seen, and I don't have an event, but I want to say it's a Mongol invasion with Genghis Khan. Like, I would love to have seen that.
Yeah.
I would love to have seen that. I would have loved to see the Beatles land in New York in 64, right before they go to Ed Sullivan. And then five, I would have to pick basically any Michael Jackson concert.
Like, wow. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I would have been too young to have gone to a concert, but in the 80s when he was at his peak, but
exactly.
They must have been incredible.
I mean, now that I think about it, like this conversation actually could go on for a while, but I just thought something else would pop in my head. But the fall of the Berlin Wall, I would have loved to have been there in '89, November '89 in Germany.
To hear David Hasselhoff sing.
Of course. Right? That's the only reason. I think he was saying God Bless America, right? Or Born in the USA or something like that. But yeah, I remember seeing that clip though, like online, but it was so cheesy. I just remember, but
yeah. But hey, he's now immortalized. I think he knew what he was doing. That's Berlin Wall, David Hasselhoff, the same thing.
Yeah. There's just so many events. Yeah. There it is.
That's it. I guess it. I think that we're at the. That was a great list, much better than mine. I think we're about ready to wrap up the show now. Then.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, thank you for John for leading that discussion. Thank you all the listeners for your support. Obviously, we want to hear from you. What are some of your living legends that you'd like to meet? What are some historical people, figures, events that you would have loved to have been present for? Drop us a line on Instagram.com/TheFloodman. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, etc. So anything else, JC, before we sign off?
No, nothing for me. I'm just thinking about all the historical events that I've missed out on, but... Yeah, it's great. Thanks again for listening.
Actually, would you have liked to have been, and this is going to be a weird question, sorry. Would you like to have been there for your own birth?
In the room?
Or yeah.
The bit after.
I'm not saying like watch your mother deliver, but basically the minutes after like you were born, like would you love to see yourself as an infant right before entering into the world?
I would. I would absolutely. Just be like, you have no idea.
Yeah, same here. I would be interested to see that too. Just a random thought, but yeah. Sorry for all my listeners for that tangent, but yeah. Thank you again to all your listeners, continued support. But yeah, we'll be back soon. But this is the Floodman Podcast. Don't be part of the problem. Be the solution. We are the Floodmen. Out.